Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zevachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Harei Alai Zohav. If someone says, I'm a Kabbalah upon myself to bring a gold coin to the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't say what kind of a coin. Sagt the Mishnah, Lo Yivchais Midiner Zohav. He can't bring less than a gold dinner. A gold dinner was the smallest gold coin that was used in a standard way. Now the Mefarshim explain, the reason we're making him bring a gold dinner, which by the way is equal to 25 silver dinarim, is because he says gold coin. If he just said gold without gold coin, he could bring a much smaller piece of gold, enough to make, let's say, a golden fork, which was the smallest keli in the Beis HaMikdash. But if he says coin, and he doesn't say what kind of a coin, it has to be at least a dinar zahav. If he says kesef, he promises to bring kesef, lo yivchais mi dinar kesef, he can't bring less than a silver dinar. Now here too, he said coin, a silver coin. That's why he has to bring a silver dinar. That was the smallest silver coin. Now the Gemara points out there were smaller silver coins than a dinar. An iser is a 24th of a dinar. There's a ma'ah, that's a 6th of a dinner. A punyan, that's 1/12 of a dinner. So it must be, says the Gemara, in the place of the Mishnah, l'maisa, the dinner was the smallest coin that was used. Nechashas, if he promises to bring copper, lo yivchais mi ma'ah kesef, he can't bring less than copper that is the same amount of a silver ma'ah. Why doesn't he just bring a copper ma'ah? The answer is there was no copper ma'ah. So he says, nechashas, he brings a piece of copper worth a silver ma. Now, here too, we make it just a little bit more complicated, a little bit of a twist over here. He says, Peirashti, until now, he said Arealizav, or Kesev, or copper, but he didn't say at all how much. What if he's telling us now, Peirashti, originally, when I promised, I did say how much, but Veni Dema Peirashti, I forgot. I forgot how much gold. So here we have an interesting halacha, which really touches up the whole psychology of a person. We're going to do the best that we can to try to figure out that he covers his neder. And how do we do that? Who maybe he will bring the amount until he's going to say, no, loy lekach neskavanti, I don't mean this much. So if he promised gold, silver, or copper, and he tells us, I said an amount, but I don't remember what the amount is, we're going to test him. We're going to test his emotions. This much? This much? No, not that much. I would have never meant that much. And that's what we're going to rely on up until that point. Okay, so quickly, chazring over, Masechtas Menachas, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, if someone says, I take it upon myself to bring a gold coin, Lebedek Abayis, but he doesn't say which coin. He has to at least bring a dinar zav. That was the smallest standard gold coin. Again, if he's just said, Harei Elai Zav, so we say, okay, maybe even a small piece of gold. The smallest piece, just to make a fork that they use in the Beis HaMikdash. If he says, I take upon myself to bring a silver coin, Lebedek Abayis, and he doesn't tell us what type of a coin, it can't be less than a dinar kesef, even though, like we explained, there were smaller silver coins. If I can remind you, an iser is a 24th of a dinar, a punyan is a 12th of a dinar, a ma'ah is a 6th of a dinar. But the Gemara tells us, in the place of the Mishnah, there were no smaller coins than a silver dinner, and you have to realize Nedarim go after what a person probably meant. So if in his area you didn't have less than this, this is what he meant. If he says, I take upon myself to bring a copper coin, then he has to bring copper, which is the value of a ma kesef. Wait a second, he did say matbeya, so maybe he should bring a pruta, a copper pruta. The answer is most people didn't donate a pruta, it was just too little. That's how the Rishonim explain it. If he says, look, when I made this neder about gold, silver, or copper, I said an amount, but I don't remember what the amount was. So what are we going to do over here? It's not like by the Karban Mincha where there's a maximum amount. I don't know what he meant. And the answer is no. When a person donates something, there's also a maximum amount. We keep suggesting more, until he says, no, I didn't mean this much, and we accept that.